If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Deadly confrontation.
A total of 8 law enforcement officers were shot.
Protest escalation. Child care crisis.
Devastating. We had to make cuts everywhere.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Charlotte police chief calls it an absolute tragic day after the ambush in North Carolina's largest city during the serving of a warrant. Dozens of shots fired, 4 law enforcement officers dead, 4 others wounded. The suspect and target of the warrant was killed. CBS's Dave Malkoff has more.
The residential neighborhood in eastern Charlotte was gripped by a violent standoff.
Shots fired at officer. 2 down, subjects barricaded himself.
We were driving by. We heard about over 100 gunshots.
A U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force was serving an arrest warrant on a convicted felon when the task force members approached the residence. Police say that individual opened fire.
Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased.
Officers tell us as they approached the wounded fugitive, even more gunfire erupted from inside the house.
There were 2 additional people inside.
Those individuals were brought to the police station for questioning.
Now to New York.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
Where pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University not only defied an order to break up an encampment. Overnight, some broke into and occupied a campus building, the same one seized by students in 1968 during anti-war demos. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Social media footage shows dozens of masked protesters using hammers to break into and overtake Hamilton Hall. The group can be seen inside running around, with some placing chairs and tables in front of the doors, barricading themselves in, and reclaiming the building as Hens Hall in honor of a 6-year-old girl who was killed in Gaza this year.
Overseas, Israel's prime minister vowed today to carry out a military operation against Hamas in the city of Rafah, whether or not a new deal is reached on a ceasefire and hostage release. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's choice is stark. Press ahead with a rougher invasion or free the hostages. There are daily protests demanding Netanyahu make a deal to bring those in captivity home, whatever the price.
Stop the talking and start the actions. We are losing people that are alive now.
But hardliners in Netanyahu's ruling coalition say his job is on the line if he delays the rougher offensive in favor of a ceasefire.
Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial is back on today in New York. CBS's Robert Costa.
We can expect Gary Farrow, a banker who worked with longtime Trump lawyer Michael Cohen to facilitate that scheme of paying off the porn star, to continue his testimony today in Lower Manhattan. This follows testimony from Rona Graff, Trump Trump's longtime assistant, and David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. You see prosecutors building a real world around Trump and trying to explain to the jury how these hush money payments were set up, why they believe there was criminal intent.
CBS's Vicky Barker with more now on a return to public duties for Britain's King Charles.
No mystery about the choice for first public appearance since revealing his cancer diagnosis. King Charles, accompanied by Queen Camilla, visited a cancer treatment center in central London. The king, standing erect and smiling, chatting with hospital managers before touring the facility and meeting patients. Aides making it clear his contacts with the public will be carefully chosen in the months ahead to protect him from possible infection and conserve his strength.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
There's a vow to rebuild and bounce back in Sulphur, Oklahoma, one of the places torn up by a deadly weekend tornado. City Manager Andy Freeman.
It's gone. We are going to rebuild it. If we have to doze it all down, streets, curbs, sidewalks, we're going to rebuild it.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there's a chance for more bad weather in the nation's midsection today.
A place like Elkhorn, Nebraska, that had a tornado that was an EF3 back on Friday, they are in this area again. So that's something where you've got a lot of debris and now it can get lofted again.
In the Rochester, New York area, the Monroe County District Attorney faces a backlash after she refused to cooperate with a police officer who was trying to give her a speeding ticket.
So why didn't you just stop like you're supposed to?
Because I didn't feel like stopping on Phillips Road at 5:30.
That's not your choice. You know that.
Sandra Dorley cursed at the officer. Now she's issued an apology.
I didn't treat this officer with the respect that he deserved. I am truly and sincerely sorry.
Dorley says she'll pay the fine, undergo ethics training, and refer the case to another DA for review. Well, here's the dilemma. Working parents struggle to cover child care costs. Child care providers face new pressure because some federal funding has run out. CBS's Nicole Killian investigates.
Cora Hoppe was on the verge of shutting down her child care center in southeast New Hampshire. The center burned through its savings after hitting the so-called child care cliff last fall, when $24 billion in federal pandemic-related subsidies expired in Congress.
We went from 90 employees down to 70, and we had to make cuts everywhere.
She used the federal money to upgrade equipment and give raises to staff like Linnea Walker, who at one point was homeless.
I'm taking care of other people's kids, and I was feeling very inadequate because I felt like I couldn't provide the bare essentials for my children. That's a lot of the reason why people leave the field, is because we can't afford to live, but people can't afford to pay either.
Last year, I paid $32,000 for my three children. It is more than my mortgage, for sure.
Jenna Anand has endured tuition hikes and worries she'd have to quit her job if the center closed.
I have the center and I have my husband. That's it.
While Congress approved $1 billion in child care assistance this year, the Biden administration has called for $16 billion to stabilize the sector. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Rochester, New Hampshire.
Life has changed dramatically for 46-year-old Charlie Safin.
We won the lottery. We won the jackpot.
The immigrant from Laos who's been battling cancer won the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot in Oregon earlier this month. He will split it with his wife and a friend, $422 million after taxes.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything, from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
The FCC has fined the largest cell phone carriers.
The fines amount to $200 million, and it's for the cell companies illegally sharing access to customers' locations. T-Mobile received the biggest fine of $80 million, AT&T $57 million, Sprint $12 million, and Verizon about $7 million. The feds say the information allowed highly sensitive data to wind up in the hands of bail bond companies, bounty hunters, and other shady actors. The carriers say they intend to challenge the fines. Matt Piper, CBS News.
In court papers, United Airlines says a passenger on a flight last month from London to Newark owes more than $20,000 in restitution. The Englishman was restrained by others on the flight with flex cuffs after the airline says he became verbally and physically abusive when attendants told him to lower his voice during an argument with a woman sitting next to him. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.